Apple changes its mind on security, and our commentator urges Mac users to get smart. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Apple this week took down from its website a technical bulletin that advised Mac owners to run antivirus software. Apple's move came after the Washington Post took note of the document, which apparently had been up since the middle of last year. Many Mac users have long avoided running security software, which is all but mandatory for Windows users. Apple has made the built-in safety of its computers a selling point, but some security experts have been warning Mac users against complacency, saying the number of security threats is rising. Future Tense news analyst Dwight Silverman says in revoking its advice on antivirus software, Apple allowed its marketers to trump its security team.
Apple does what it can to portray the Windows platform as being prone to security issues, viruses, Trojans, you know, and that the Macintosh users do not have to worry about this. So this note up on their technical website essentially countered that. And I think the marketing department won in this case.
So you believe now that it's a good idea for Mac users to be using security software. And I got to tell you, I'm unsold on that. I mean, I'm running my Macs sort of naked and free, as they say, without any antivirus software. And I think that any threat of viruses for the Mac, I mean, I hear it's possible, but I've never seen any proof that there's much to worry about. And what I have seen is security software often jams up a machine and is worse than anything it's trying to detect.
My contention is that the landscape for the Macintosh environment is changing. We're starting to see an increasing number of Trojans on sites that try to get you to download something, but what it really is a piece of malware. And you're seeing those for the Mac. Virus writers are taking note of the larger installed base for the Mac and are targeting it. Their motivation is not necessarily, I want to get somebody and prove myself. Now the motivation is profit. And as the Mac installed base grows, the smell of money will grow as well.
Mac's market share is growing, but it's still pretty small compared to Windows.
Right. But here's the deal, John. You know, before you get in your car, that's when you put your seatbelt on. You don't put your seatbelt on just as you see the 18-wheeler heading straight for you. So I suggest that people run antivirus software. Now, there are antivirus products for the Mac that are relatively lightweight that don't, as you put it, gum up your system. And I agree, there are some products that do that.
Well, I think I'll just continue to sort of go without antivirus software on my Macs and see what happens. You can always say I told you so when something bad happens.
You know, right now in the current environment, Mac malware is rare. But I keep telling folks that what has happened in the past is no guarantee of what will happen in the future. And these folks who are writing malware are doing it because of profit. And they know where the money is, and eventually, they're going to end up targeting the Mac environment.
Dwight Silverman writes about technology for the Houston Chronicle. For a link to the antivirus software Dwight recommends for Mac users, visit futuretense.publicradio.org. I'm John Gordon.